We'll move on to the offenders list. Chief Riley, the first one, I believe, is Mr. Terry Hayden.
Yes, Commissioner. Good afternoon to the commission members.
All right, let me see. Is Mr. Hayden in the audience? Mr. Terry W. Hayden. Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Officer Cagle as well. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name in the record, for the record, Mr. Hayden.
Name is Terry K. Hayden.
Thank you, sir. Chief O'Reilly.
Yes, Mr. Hayden, this is a new conviction, harvesting oysters from the closed area, Area 2, and the officer is Officer Ronald Cagle. And just to go through this quickly, 2016 licenses and permits, 2015 is shown to you as well. Previous convictions, none. This is the area of the guidelines highlighted in red along the borders that shows that harvesting oysters or clams during a closed public season is a resource threat or impact, and one conviction. It's recommended for a sanction, if it happens within 12 months, for a one-year revocation.
Thank you, Chief. Officer Cagle, what can you tell us about this event?
On December 12, 2015, while I was performing a routine inspection, I was running the line between Area 3 and Area 2 in the Rappahannock River. I observed a couple of vessels that were fishing out of the area. One of them was Mr. Hayden over here standing to my left. I approached him, told him that I had him visually, as well as GPS. Stand by. I was going to call into Mr. Royce Bridgers and have him get the coordinates, and then go ahead and see how far into Area 2 he was. He was very polite and cooperative. He said he drifted into the area, wasn't paying attention too much, harvesting the way the current was going. It was going from 3 to 2. I called it in, got a 1,139 feet outside of Area 3 into Area 2. Area 2 was closed for harvest of oysters. It hasn't been open this year. Again, I explained the situation to him. He was polite and cooperative, understanding. He said, you do what you got to do. He goes, I understand. He dumped his oysters and thanked me for my time and my job and went on his way. But I will say, again, extremely courteous about the whole incident and very professional.
Did this matter go to court?
Yes, it did. And on February 1st, 2016, in Middlesex General District Court, Mr. Hayden was fined $100 with an $86 court cost.
Any questions from the commission or the officer?
Yes, sir.
How many oysters did he have?
On board his boat, honestly, I don't remember. It was under five, probably closer to 2 to 3 bushels at the most. It was early in the morning, so he really hadn't been working out there that long.
And was he by himself?
On that boat, yes, he was by himself. As a commercial waterman, his wife was driving the boat.
And what would you anticipate the current? You said the current was running from 3 to 2.
We always have a current in the Rappahannock, whether one way or another, 1 to 2 knots. It's not bad. It's enough to blow you around a little bit, but, you know, I said he was paying attention to harvesting oysters, and he was in Area 2.
How about the wind? Was that a factor?
The wind was pretty low at the time. I mean, it wasn't the best of conditions in the wintertime, but, I mean, I couldn't tell you the exact speed of the wind.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission of the officer? Mr. Erskine.
So when you indicate that, you know, the tide was runner, there was a current in there, was he actually had the scrape overboard? The gear was actually in the water? Or was
yes,
it?
He was. I watched him actually harvesting from Area 2.
Okay.
He had been harvesting. There's a lot of boats out there, probably 50, 60 boats. Saw a couple boats that day that were my partner and my sit on the line from between Area 2 and Area 3. It's a mosquito point to the red channel marker coming in. And we like to watch that line, and we sit there, I mean, pretty well-marked boat, and we observed a couple vessels harvesting way outside of the group, and we approached him, explained the situation, and he stopped. He listened to everything we had to say.
Thank you.
Any other questions to the officer? Mr. Hayden,
uh-huh.
Is there anything you'd like to explain to the commission? Is there anything you want the commission to know?
Well, it was strictly my fault. I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. When he come aboard me, I was surprised that I was that far over the line. So anything over the line, I'm guilty. I've been in this business for 50 years, and this is the first ticket I've had. And I'm learning to how to work my GPS so I can mark the lines, and it'll never happen again.
Mr. Erskine.
Sir, have you've been on the water for 50 years?
Yes, yeah, I have.
In this area, in the lower Rappahannock, in these areas? Or
right.
Is this new to you, or is this an area you've been?
Yeah.
You've been in the area for a long time?
All my life, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Chief, what's the staff recommendation in this case?
Staff recommendation, I'll point out, is a law enforcement division, fishery management division recommendation, and the commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters during a closed public season within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year revocation. In accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all Mr. Hayden's commission-issued licenses for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, March 22, 2016, through March 21, 2017. Staff also recommends the commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. Hayden's licenses during this revocation period. Staff recommends the commission revoke Mr. Hayden's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, March 22, 2016, through March 21, 2017.
Mr. Hayden, you've heard the staff recommendation of a year revocation period here. I'd like to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, I know I was wrong, but if the commission would look at it and say, well, I haven't had a ticket all that long, put me on
probation. I thought that was the word you were looking for.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Okay. And I would appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
I just make the comment, like the testimony that the gentleman had is, you know, it is his first conviction. and clearly you were cooperative in the situation. I do want to thank law enforcement for their due diligence in the area because it is egregious. Certainly you were over the line by a significant amount. But I do recognize that you were very cooperative and this is your first offense. And clearly I don't think it'll happen again, as it sounds like. But I'd be interested in other comments.
Mr. Zedrin.
Likewise, attitude is a lot, goes a long way in my book, and, you know, we've heard a fair amount of these here, and stepping up to the plate, admitting it, you know, being kind to the officer, he's doing his job, we appreciate everything they do, and you know, it's not like he had 40 bushels of oysters or anything like that, and he's by himself, basically. And, you know, I can relate. I've got a Navnet 3 GPS Furuno, and that thing a whole lot smarter than I am. And so I can understand somebody that's been on the water for 50 years. We're not computer savvy like some of the young guys. And so I think probation would be appropriate in this case. And the guidelines are just that, guidelines. They're not mandates.
Absolutely. There are guidelines. The commission has full discretion to issue a revocation up to 5 years. I'll throw a comment in here. I agree with what I've heard here so far here. I believe that while Mr. Hayden's offense was not just a little bit over the line, I mean, it's almost a quarter mile over the line, that you have had no prior violations in 50 years of watering, it's kind of remarkable. I'm more than willing to give you another chance. I'm not sure probation is the right answer, but I'd love to hear what the rest of the commission feels. I'm also impressed by the fact that you're learning GPS and you're much better positioned to never get in this position again. Mr. Ballard.
Question. Do you currently oyster, or do you usually only oyster during the public season?
I'm currently private shore now.
Okay.
I have my own private shore, right.
Commissioner operates on motions. Mr. Erskine.
Do you hold any other, outside the oyster fishery, are you in any other fisheries?
Well, I had crab license and pilapot license, and I bought a store back in 2003, and I wasn't using them for a couple of years, and of course they took them, and nobody gave them back to me. So the oyster business is the only one I'm in.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Zetra.
I move that we accept his admission of guilt here, but my recommendation is that we put him on 1 year probation.
I second that.
Motion by Mr. Zedrin, second by Mr. Miner for 1 year of probation. Discussion on this. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Mr. Hayden, lucky day.
Thank you so much.
It's a year of probation. Dot the I's, cross the T's. I can tell you with great sincerity that we do not want to see you back here.
And I don't want to be back.
I'm sure of that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hayden. Mr. Brian White.
Brian White.
Well, 1 second. Is Mr. Brian White in the house? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Brian Grant White.
Thank you, Mr. White. Chief.
Mr. Brian White has new convictions harvesting oysters from closed area, and the date of the offense was November 19th, 2015. The date of conviction was 12/21/2015. The officer is Marine Police Officer Ronald Cagle, and this just gives you a snapshot of licenses and permits in 2016, reference to 2015 as well. Previous convictions all are in the past. 2001, Moster crabs. There are three crab violations starting in 1998 and one failure to mark gill nets, which was in 2000. If you look here through this area here, harvesting oysters or clams during a closed public season is a resource impact or threat. One conviction within a 12-month period. It's the recommendation guidelines is a 1 year revocation.
Officer Cagle, what can you tell us about this case?
Yes, sir. It's not very different than the last one, except it just occurred earlier. In the on November 19, 2015, again, I was sitting in the line between Area 2 and 3, and I actually had confrontation with another boat, which we might be seeing here later on. And Mr. White was also over the line, as well as this other boat I was dealing with. I went down to Mr. White, told him he was in violation, that I need to get back with him and to stay if he would stay put. Took his cards and went back to deal with the other boat, which is ongoing litigation. Mr. White stayed there, waited for me, even though I was gone for a little bit of time dealing with the other vessel. I explained to him that I had him visually and on GPS outside the area, and again, I called Royce Bridges and had him put in the chart, and he was 506 feet into closed area number two. He was very polite and cooperative. Like I said, he did everything I asked him to do. And between Mr. Hayden and Mr. White, they're probably two of the nicest gentlemen I've met on the water in a long time that I issued a citation to. So, but again, he had less than five bushels of oysters on board. He was harvesting by himself, and he did everything I asked him to, and hung around when I needed him to. So, and he was found guilty, or actually, he pled guilty in Middlesex Court on December 21st, 2015, and was fined $100 with $86 court costs.
The questions of Officer Cagle.
Okay, well,
Mr. Zedrin.
I'm looking at the abstract of conviction here, and it looks like he pled not guilty.
No, he actually pled not guilty, but the judge kind of, he had some questions and comments that he wanted to make, so the judge changed it to a not guilty so he could go ahead and express why he felt the extenuating circumstances. Without doing that, the judge wasn't going to hear it.
Okay, Mike.
Any other questions? Officer Cagle, do you remember the conditions that day?
Conditions were rain, light fog, not too bad. You can still see Mosquito Point and the entrance to Buoy 2. That's why I was sitting on the line watching it.
No heavy winds?
No, it was just a miserable day to be out on the water.
I'm sure it was for Mr. White.
I'm sure it was.
Other questions of Officer Cagle? Mr. White, this is your chance. What would you like the commission to know about this?
I was working by myself, and it was raining and foggy, and I was wrong. I went across the line with no intention. I completely apologize. And I would do it again.
Never going to do it again?
No, no sir.
How can you assure the commission that you will never do this again?
Because it was a mistake, and I was too close to the line in a condition, and I'll never get close to the line again, so it won't happen again.
Mr. Erskine.
Sir, have you fished in that area for a long period of time? Have you been there before?
Yes, sir.
You're familiar with the area, Area 2 and 3?
That was the first time I worked that area.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions from the commission? Chief, what's the staff recommendation in this case?
The Joint Law Enforcement Division and Fishery Management Division recommendation is the following. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters during a closed public season within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year revocation. In accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the Commission revoke all Mr. White's Commission-issued licenses for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, March 22, 2016, through March 21, 2017. Staff also recommends the Commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. White's licenses during this revocation period. Staff recommends the Commission revoke Mr. White's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, March 22, 2016, through March 21, 2017.
Mr. White, you've heard the staff recommendation, which is to revoke your license for a year and your tidal fishing privileges for a year. Do you have a response to that? Is there something you want the commission to know about that?
May I ask for probation as well? I work on the water 12 months out of the year for a living as I support my family.
Is there anything else you want to tell the commission?
No, sir.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine.
Sir, what other current licenses do you hold in other fisheries?
Gillnet and eel pot, fish pot, Pantone clam.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Zeder.
You know, I just look at all those licenses he's got there. It's amazing with all those different licenses he has that he doesn't have more violations. So I think it says something that maybe is true here, is that this kind of was an inadvertent type of thing. It's really important to me where I'm going to call him a defendant who knows he's guilty. An officer says, please stay here while I go attend another matter. And he didn't say stay here 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it was, he did. And so that here again speaks a lot about his conduct. He's here before us today. He admits his guilt. I know he's got four violations here, but those violations are failure to mark a gill net, possession. The most serious one I see is the possession of undersized hard crabs in 98. But knowing to leave a crab pot out and place a crab pot in the water out of season, that's a different kind of conviction compared to a resource violation. Although I recognize that the resource violation is a very serious one, his conduct over years has demonstrated, especially with the use of all his gear, that he really is a law-abiding person. At the appropriate time, I would ask for probation for him as well.
Mr. White, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been a waterman?
25 years.
You're about a tenth of a mile into Area 2. The experienced watermen that I know, they're pretty good at handling their vessels. That's not a little bit over the line. and that's substantially over the line. I would be more willing to go with a probationary period if I hear some assurance from you on some concrete method that you can take to make sure this doesn't happen again, because I really don't want to see you back here.
Yes, sir.
Can you give us any assurance?
I've been working with my GPS as well and learning how to use it properly, so that doesn't happen again.
Okay. Mr. Erskine.
Based on the defendant's testimony and the fact that some of these prior convictions have been 15-plus years, and you were certainly cooperative, I appreciate, again, the officer's due diligence in this matter because it is a serious violation. I would offer a motion for 2 years of probation.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. Erskine for 2 years of probation, second by Mr. Miner. Is there a discussion on the motion? Is there any discussion at all? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Get 2 years of probation. Dot the I's, cross the T's. Make sure you know exactly where you're at. We do not want to see you back here. And I'm pretty comfortable in saying if you're coming back here, you're not going to like how it comes out for you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. White, if you go with the chief, he'll give you some paperwork here. It'll explain your appeal rights.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
2 years of probation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. White. Mr. Wallace Lewis. Is Mr. Wallace Lewis in the room? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Wallace Emery Lewis, Jr.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Chief.
Yes, sir. Mr. Lewis has a new conviction, possession of uncold oysters, 15 quarts, and was cited under Section 282.510 of the Code of Virginia. The date of the offense was December 29, 2015. The date of conviction was January 25th, 2016, and the Marine police officer on the case is Fred Mitchell. This is just a quick showing of his 2016 licenses and permits with references back to 2015. Previous convictions go back to 2001 for possession of uncold crabs. The guidelines indicate that possession of greater than 100% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish is a resource impact or threat, and if one conviction occurs within a 12-month period, the recommended sanction is 1 year probation.
Officer, let me swear you in. You haven't been sworn in yet.
Yes.
Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Please state your name for the record and tell the commission what you know about this case.
Officer.
Please stand in front of the microphone.
Officer Fred Mitchell.
Thank you.
On December 29, 2015, I was on patrol in the Great Wicomico River in Northumberland County. I observed a Carolina skiff displaying numbers VA6808AV working oysters on a public hand scrape area. There were three people total on the boat, later finding it was two commercial watermen and one helper. I came alongside the vessel and made contact with Mr. Lewis, who was a commercial waterman. Mr. Lewis was up to date with all license and fees. A bushel of oysters were taken from his vessel for inspection. The oysters were emptied into a certified bushel tub. These oysters were measured with a certified call stick, and it was found that the bushel contained 15 quarts of uncalled oysters. Mr. Lewis was issued a summons for possession of uncalled oysters, and he was very polite, cooperative, and very polite to deal with.
Did this matter go to court?
Yes, sir, it did, and he prepaid the offense before court.
Which is an admission of guilt?
Yes, sir.
15 quarts uncalled?
Yes, sir.
What's the culling tolerance? Isn't that 4 quarts?
4 quarts per square foot.
All right. Questions from the commission of the officer? Mr. Zedrin.
Was this 15 quarts from all 11 bushels?
No, sir, from the single bushel that I took from his boat to the car.
So when you see a violation of that, why don't you look at the other bushels and see how much more he's got?
Well, because the bushels are going to be put over on the sanctuary anyway. So I guess we could, but I didn't that day.
I guess the reason I'm asking, if you were here, if you had done the other all the 11 bushels and he was here with 200 quarts called, uncalled oysters, I think that would be a different case than 15, but I don't know. That's your job, not mine. Thank you.
Mr. Zedron, I can actually help a little bit in that regard here. Calling a tub of oysters, it takes a while. To do 11 tubs or 8 tubs, it takes an awful lot more time. These officers are effective being ranging out on the water.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Officer Mitchell? Thank you. Mr. Lewis, this is your opportunity. What do you want to tell the commission?
It'll never happen again. I'm going to give up my dredging license, so I can assure you I won't do that again.
You're going to give up your dredging license? Why?
I don't like it. I just did. Last year was the first time I've done it, to help out a couple of older friends, and it's not worth it.
Can you tell us what happened to get to this point that day where you ended up with 15 quarts? Almost four times the tolerance limit?
Well, it was three of us. I'm the younger of the three, youngest of the three. And I don't know. It was just a lot of small oysters. It's a great white comp.
You do know it's important why we have those size limits, right? I mean, if they don't live to grow to be adults, they can't spawn another generation. Questions, Mr. Lewis? Mr. Erskine?
Mr. Lewis, you mentioned that this was your first year, this past year was your first year in the hand scrape fishery. So are you in other aspects of the oyster fishery?
Aquaculture. Uh-huh.
Okay. So is that what you do, full-time versus the hand scrape fishery?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And as a follow-up?
Mr. Erson.
So I only see one other prior conviction. That was a number of years ago for uncalled crabs. To your knowledge, you haven't had any other convictions or summonses from what you do in the aquaculture fishery?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Let the record note that prior conviction was in 2001. Other questions from the commission? Chief, what's the staff recommendation in this case?
The Law Enforcement Division, Fisheries Management Division staff recommendation is that the Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 100% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the Commission place Mr. Lewis on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, March 22, 2016, through March 21, 2017. Any failure on Mr. Lewis's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Lewis appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Mr. Lewis, that's a recommendation that Commission put you on probation for a year. Do you have a response to that or something you want the Commission to know about that?
No.
Okay. Matters before the Commission, Mr. Tankard.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Second. Motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion on the motion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Mr. Lewis, you're on probation for a year. Dot the I's, cross the T's. You've heard me say this before, right? We do not want to see you back here.
I don't want to come back.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Please go with the chief here. He'll give you paperwork that explains your appeal rights. Next up, Mr. Matthew Cook. Mr. Cook, please come forward. Please raise your right hand. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God. Please state your names for the record.
Matthew Cook. Okay. Mr. Matthew Cook has a new conviction where it's unlawful to exceed the crab pot license for that category, which is 255 maximum. Mr. Cook had 277 pots, was cited under Chapter 4 VAC 227050, and the date of the offense was August 23rd, 2015. The conviction occurred on September 9th, 2015, and Marine Police Officer Nathan Clark was in charge of that case. I'm just going to quickly show you that the only thing in 2016 right now that shows up is the commercial registration. In 2015, there was a crab pot. I don't know whether or not Mr. Cook is still eligible for that license. I assume he probably is. Previous convictions, none. And under the guidelines, exceeding the bushel limit by greater than or equal to 5 bushels is a resource violation, whereas one conviction within a 12-month period, the sanction indicated by law enforcement and fisheries management, is 1 year probation.
Officer, what can you tell us about this case?
This incident occurred on August the 23rd of last year. I was following up on a complaint. There was a possibility of too many crab pots placed out in the water. I chose to do this on a Sunday to make sure there was no crabbing activities, to make sure there was no pots being taken or placed in the water to verify the accurate count. I checked numerous areas within the Elizabeth River and the Lafayette River and counted a total of 277 pots with Mr. Cook's VMRC number on the buoys, physically looking at every one. The 22 pots in excess, we actually pulled from the water, returned the crabs back to the water, and confiscated the crab pots. After this was taken care of, I called Mr. Cook and made arrangement to meet him, and I did issue him a summons for the violation, where he was very cooperative and did sign the summons. Court date was set for September the 9th of 2015. In court that morning, Mr. Cook pled guilty. The judge did charge him $90 in court costs and deferred disposition for the period of 12 months pending good behavior.
Questions to the officer? Mr. Cedric.
What is the... Can you get a license for more than that amount of pots?
Yes, you can get a license for more, but it has to be one that's designed for you. So you can get a license for up to 425 pots. That's based on your history of having that license category.
What kind of difference does it cost?
I don't know the cost, but I imagine it's probably about 1.5 times as much. We could look that up. But while I'm here, I wanted to point out that this slide is in error. Because there's nothing to do with the bushel as far as the sanction. It's, in fact, that there were too many pots.
Right.
So I just wanted to point that out to the commission while I was up here.
Thank you.
That's a good point. Mr. Packard.
For my own edification, how long did it take you to count all these pots?
This basically took our entire shift. We were out in the morning as the sun was coming up because they were spread over a large area in the Elizabeth and Lafayette Rivers. It basically took our entire shift to count all of these pots in those areas.
Oh, that's one. Thank you.
Any other questions of the officer? Mr. Ballard.
This is for staff.
Okay.
But is the recommendation still the same, 1 year probation, despite the error on the slide? Chief O'Reilly.
What's that? Hey, Chief.
Yes. Commissioner.
Is the staff recommendation still for 1 year probation, despite the fact that it's not exceeding the bushel limit, but
that
it's exceeding the pot limit?
That is correct. Shall I read the staff recommendation?
Well, hold it 1 second here. Mr. Okay. Ballard here had that question here. I wanted to make sure that that was clear before we moved on. Let me ask, is there any other questions of Officer Clark? Mr. Cook, this is a good opportunity here. You get the commission's ear. What do you want them to know about this? And how did this happen in the first place?
First thing, I would like to apologize for being here and taking the time out of you guys' day. I made a simple mistake that obviously isn't simple. I miscounted the crab pots, and I honestly thought I had 255. I'm not out there to reap any extra benefits from the water. It works for me over day by day. It is my livelihood, and I do not want to lose any parts of it. And like I said, the 22 crab pots, you can't reap any benefits off of that. And that's not what I was trying to do. I just miscounted, misjudged the pots. And at that time, I was also having boat troubles, which I explained to the officer when he handed me the summons. So my mind was on different things at the time, which I've concurred all that. And to make everything proper, I've sold all my crab pots, and all I own is 255. That's all I own. So therefore, that eliminates that ever happening again.
I'll point something out to you. You're constrained by the daily bushel limit. Putting extra pots out doesn't get you any more crabs.
It doesn't.
I don't know why commercial crabbers do this. They're wasting good gear, and it deteriorates. They're still have to abide by the daily bushel limit. People put these crab pots out when it doesn't benefit them, and it doesn't help, and it hurts the stock.
That's true. I just put my limit, and that's what I try to stay focused on.
All right, so you've taken steps to make sure that this never happens again, is what you're saying.
Again. I promise to never stand in front of you.
All right. We would appreciate that. Officer Clark, what was his demeanor at the time?
He was very cooperative, and, you know, he apologized for having too many. He told me it was an oversight, and he told me that he had been having mechanical issues with the boat when I issued him the summons.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Neal.
I don't see this. None of us are staff or for the officer. No previous convictions. That's what I see. And I guess a comment for the officer. First of all, we have dealt with this pot thing up here for I don't know how many, ever since I've been on this commission, and I'm probably still being dealt with, basically saying that the pot limits are unenforceable. And the fact that you actually went out and counted these dang things is downright impressive. And so I have a little bit of a problem in that if an officer does this kind of work, I want you to know we appreciate it more than anything else. And it would be lovely to get a handle on all these excess pots that we have out there. So I guess that's my comment. I guess I'd like to catch someone who's got a lot of pots, and then someone who has 22 extra pots is what I would like.
Mr. Tanker.
Well, I guess I'll follow up with that. You know, when somebody complains about another crabber, which may have been the case here, I mean, that usually means somebody's doing it on a habitual basis. Is that what's going on here that made you go to this effort?
I was issued a complaint to follow up from my captain, and I can't speak on where the complaint came from, so that's what I did. I went out and counted the pots to verify whether it was actually over or not. So I can only speak on the day that I counted them.
Okay. Officer Clark, I'll echo what Mr. Neal just said. I commend you here for the work that you and your team did to pull all these pots. I know what that takes. It's not pleasant duty, especially in the middle of the summer, and it was probably pretty grungy. So thank you for doing that. Chief.
Before I read the staff recommendation, I want to respond to Mr. Zedron's question. The difference in cost is $129 for the largest 425 pot category and $79 for the 255. The other thing I wanted to point out, we are in crab season. It started on the 17th, and you know, we do have situations, which you're going to hear about again, where the industry itself tells us quite often that they put out a lot more pots than they are required or obligated or endorsed to do. So that is pretty much what we hear all the time. And the idea, of course, is if you string two rows of pots or get out two amounts of pots, then on one day you fish the first set of pots, on the second day you fish the second pot, and you keep that up, or every other day even. And with the way the market will probably go soon, I don't know whether that'll stop the excessive pots or not, but I did want to mention that, and I thank you for that. So for Mr. Cook, the Joint Law Enforcement Fisheries Management recommendation is that the commission guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of exceeding, and it shouldn't be bushel limit, we're going to implant here, if you don't mind, the number of legal crab pots within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Cook on probation of a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, March 22, 2016, through March 21, 2017. Any failure on Mr. Cook's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the Marine Resources Commission of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Cook appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Mr. Cook, you heard the staff recommendation. Recommendation, the commission puts you on probation for a year. Do you have a response for that?
I I don't have no problem with that, being that I was in the wrong at the time. I can assure you that it'll never happen again. And that's the end of that.
I'll note that these are guidelines, and the commission has complete jurisdiction to just dismiss the case, put him on probation, take his license. Up to y'all. It's up to the commission. Mr. Tankard.
I move to approve staff recommendation. One-year probation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion on the matter, on the motion? Seeing none, call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Mr. Cook, the motion passed unanimously. You're on probation for a year.
I have one thing to say. When he was on that one screen where I had the active licenses, it didn't have my crab pot license, but I have it in my pocket.
It's all good.
Okay. But it didn't say it up there. I was just curious.
It's all good.
Okay.
Probation for a year.
Yes, sir.
Don't put out extra crab pots.
I don't have
it. Doesn't help you. It just doesn't. But we don't want to see you back.
255 in my name.
Okay. No other violations either. No other violations. All right. Please go with the chief. We'll give you some paperwork. It will explain your appeal rights. Thank you, Mr. Cook. Mr. Robert Savage. Mr. Savage, Officer Drummond, did you hereby swear if the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Robert Brennan Savage.
Thank you, Mr. Savage. Chief.
Yes. Mr. Robert G. Savage has a new conviction, possession of only cold crabs, convictions, 22 in one bushel. And the citing section is 282708 of the Code of Virginia. The date of offense was July 15, 2015. The date of conviction, August 12, 2015. The case was handled by Marine Police Officer David Drummond. And a second conviction was from possession of uncold crabs, 20 in one bushel. Again, cited under 282708 of the Code of Virginia. Date of offense was November 3, 2014. The date of conviction was December 10, 2014. The Marine Police Officer was David Drummond. Here's a quick glimpse of what perhaps in these cases, since it's still early March, there may be more than just this commercial registration. Similar case, he may already have his crab pot license. Previous convictions, possession of underside whelk, possession of unculled male crabs, possession of dark sponge crabs, 16 in one bushel, where it's supposed to be 10, possession of unculled male hard crabs in excess of 35 per barrel. 35 is the limit for a barrel, 10 for a bushel. Possession of undersized crabs, 1998, twice. So it ranges from 2010 back to 1998. And according to the guidelines, at least, possession of greater than 20 undersized crabs per bushel or 70 per barrel is a resource impact or threat. Two convictions within a 24-month period is recommended for a sanction of a one-year probation.
Officer Drummond, what can you tell us about this case?
On November the 3rd, 2014, approximately 1420 hours in Accomack County, I arrived to Quimby Harbor, which is on the seaside area of Accomack County, where a commercial crabber, Robert Savage, who's standing to my left, he was cleaning his boat at the time I arrived. There were several bushel baskets of crabs to the rear of his truck. Mr. Savage said he had worked alone, but his crab should be legal. I inspected one of these U.S. standard bushels of crabs and found 20 undersized male hard blue crabs measuring less than 5 inches from tip to tip of their longest spikes. Mr. Savage was very cooperative during this time. Code section 282708 states it is unlawful for any person to catch, take, or have in his possession more than 10 hard crabs per United States standard bushel or 35 crabs per barrel, which measure less than 5 inches across the shelf from tip to tip of the longest spikes. On December 10, 2014, Mr. Savage was found guilty in Accomack County General District Court. There was a fine of $75 with $121 court cost. Next offense, which occurred on Wednesday, July 15, 2015, at approximately 11:15 hours in Accomack County. Was checking boats again at the Quimby Harbor. Commercial crabber Robert Savage returned from crabbing and said he was tired of fighting the wind and seas. It was extremely rough that day and high winds. Savage was working alone, and like I said before, there were high winds and rough sea conditions during this time. I inspected one U.S. standard bushel of crabs from Mr. Savage's boat and found 22 undersized male hard blue crabs measuring less than 5 inches from tip to tip of their longest spikes. Mr. Savage, who was extremely cooperative, said he did not intend to keep small crabs because his buyer didn't want them. And of course, Code Section 282708, once again, states that it is unlawful for any person to catch, take, or have in his possession more than 10 hard crabs per United States standard bushel, which measures less than 5 inches from tip to tip of the longest spikes. On August the 15th, 2015, Mr. Savage was found guilty in Accomack County General District Court, where he received a $50 fine and a $121 court cost. Any questions?
Any questions to the officer? Mr. Zedron.
What do you use to measure these crabs with?
A 5-inch call stick. They're metal call sticks issued by the commission, issued by the agency.
It's just 5 inches long?
It's 5 inches inside, right.
What do you mean?
Shaped like a, they've got a handle on them, and they're almost shaped like a horseshoe.
Okay, and then you put the crab in between?
5 inches, right. You put them inside the call stick, and if they hit on both sides, then they're legal.
Is that what he was using to call with? Or do you know?
I'm not sure. He could probably answer better than I could.
I'll ask you. Thank you.
Any other questions to the officer? Mr. Savage, please step forward towards the microphone here. Mr. Zedron had a question. How are you calling?
Oh, I've got a call stick. Similar to one David has there. Except mine's made out of heavy plastic. You know, they make them like a sea crab. They use them a little easier, you know.
What do you want to tell the commission about these two offenses for the same thing?
Well, I didn't mean to do it, and I'll tell you that right now. And it'll never happen again. Never. And I know you ain't supposed to say never, but I'm saying it. Because I don't intentionally catch illegal crab. And it was, like I said, David said, it was a real rough day. I could hardly stand up, you know, and then you're trying to call. That's still my fault, no doubt. And that's all I do for a living is crab anyway, crab pot. And,
Mr. Zedron.
Are you telling us that you actually measured all these crabs with those pots?
Yeah, you got to measure every one, yeah.
And so you got a device that you take the crab by the with your hand and stick it in here?
Yeah. Hold the crab and put the stick over its back.
Well, how can you have this many uncalled crabs short when you're sticking them into the thing?
Well, ask David. They're not, what are you talking about, like that, you know? But they're still findable, you know?
Okay, well, let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
You know, you got it. This seems to be your thing here. I mean, in 98, you had two convictions for undersized crabs, okay? Do you think you might have learned from that how to measure the crabs? Yeah. All right, what about in 2003, you got possession of uncalled male crabs. Did that kind of refresh your memory?
Yeah.
And then we get two convictions here, one in November the 3rd, 2014, the offense date here, possession of uncalled crabs. Did that not refresh your memory?
Yeah.
Well, then what happened on July 15, 2015? Why did you get another conviction for that? I mean, is your device broke or something?
No, it's not broke.
Well, can you explain to me then how come you did that on July the 15th?
You just slip on. Yeah, you know, it's not hard to do when you're catching, you know, like 7-8 baskets a day. And you call every crab, every one, you know. And I'm going to have to start sticking them a lot better. I know that.
Thank you. Sure.
Yeah.
Other questions from the commission? Chief, what's the staff recommendation in this case?
Commissioner, for Robert G. Savage, the Joint Law Enforcement Fisheries Management Division staff recommendation is the following. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that two convictions of possession of greater than 20 undersized crabs per bushel within a 24-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Savage on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, March 22, 2016, through March 21, 2017. Any failure on Mr. Savage's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Savage appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Mr. Savage, just heard the staff recommendation. The staff recommendation here is for a year of probation. Do you have a reaction to that or something you want to tell the commission about that?
No, that's good to me. I mean, a year of probation, but it won't happen again. I kind of cheat on it. That's back.
Mr. Guidelines, gentlemen. Mr. Erskine.
Well, I would note, and I agree with Mr. Zedron, that there seems to be chronic behavior here. Of this issue, and it is guidelines. I'm not sure I can agree with a one-year probation.
I'm not sure I can either. Mr. Neal.
And I'm just going to echo that comment. We've got six convictions of the same thing. And so this never happening again thing, we've had six. And so I'm reading with what AJ says. I'm not sure a one-year probation is going to drive it home any harder than six previous convictions will.
Mr. Tacker.
You know, I hear what you're saying. I've been in and out of Quimby quite a bit in my lifetime, and the inlet's gotten horrible. And I remember July was a very windy month, and I suspect that measuring these things is difficult. And so I think perhaps if there are conditions that are easygoing, like a summer day, but July last year was not that. It was a steady onshore breeze. It was tough. And so I don't know how anybody would measure anything in some of those conditions that existed last July. So I sometimes people in Quimby get a feeling like they're all out there by themselves. I know it's kind of and that maybe they won't be checked so regular, but I guess I would have a tendency to give a staff recommendation. And I'd make that a motion.
It's a motion by Mr. Tanker here to accept staff recommendation for 1 year of probation. Is there a second? Is there a second? Is there a second? Hearing none, the motion dies for a lack of a second. Mr. Zedron.
You know, I would tend to agree with this commissioner if this was the only violation. But, you know, when we look at a record and the person keeps coming back in here, and that's why I asked him the questions. You know, the first time you're sorry, but then that you really got to start measuring them right. And then the second conviction and the third conviction and the fourth conviction, fifth conviction, sixth, and it smacks of I don't care. You know, I'm going to do it, and, you know, I'll take my chances. And you know, to me, if the weather was a factor, you know, before he docks that boat, when he gets in the harbor, and the wind ain't a factor, then he could measure him again to make sure. And the reason I say that is because he's got fire convictions. And so he knows that the marine resource people are going to be looking, you know, and they, in fact, do measure these things. And that's what happened that day. The officer had no problem measuring them, and so I got a problem with the fact that, you know, we're not. This is the kind of case where if we don't do something more serious, that's where the industry comes in and say, "What are you guys going to wake up?" And at the appropriate time, I would move to revoke his license for 6 months. We got to send a message out there,
Mr. Erskine.
Can I ask staff maybe a question? With these prior convictions, was there any probation previously?
I'd say no because of the dates involved when everything was developed. So I think it's a matter of the timing of the sanctions when they were developed.
Okay.
Can you expand on that a little bit? And as I recall here, policy had been for quite a while that...
Three-peat.
Yeah, had three convictions within a year to be eligible right. for a hearing and right. some sort of sanction.
You had to be...
That was under a prior commissioner, correct?
Yes. You had to be convicted three times for natural resource violation within a 12-month period. And the problem was a lot of the cases were deferred in time, so the clock kept on running. That was the problem.
Okay, so we were under a different system at the time.
Correct.
And, okay. I would also make a comment that during some of these prior convictions, you know, this commission, as well as the industry, as well as other interested parties, were working very hard to bring the crab population back. And to have these undersized crabs taken, you know, is pretty egregious on repeat offenses. So.
Mr. Minor.
Yeah, I've got to agree that this is sort of kind of ridiculous, but I want to make a motion that we go for 2-year probation.
Clarification, had you made a motion, Mr. Cedron? You just said that was okay. So it's a perfectly acceptable motion on the table for 2 years of probation by Mr. Minor. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Discussion on the motion. Motion for 2 years of probation here. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Noes? Any noes? Chair votes no. Motion passes 6-1. You're on probation for 2 years. Mr. Savage, let me make it really clear. We don't want to see you back here. And we don't want to see you back here in particular for this offense. If you haven't learned your lesson now, you are not going to like how it works out next time. 2 years of probation effective today. Dot the I's, cross the T's.
All right.
If you please go with Chief Lauderman here, he'll give you some paperwork explaining your appeal rights. I believe we have one more offender case, and that's Mr. Patrick Johnson. Is Mr. Patrick Johnson here? Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Patrick Johnson.
Thank you. Chief O'Reilly.
Mr. Patrick Johnson has new convictions. Uncold crabs, 43 in one bushel, cited under 28.2708A of the Code of Virginia. Date of offense was August 4th, 2015. Date of conviction, October 14th, 2015. The Marine police officer in the case is Marshall Reedy. There was also a possession of uncold crabs, 22 in one bushel, cited under 28.2201 of the Code of Virginia, but also the regulation, Chapter 4 VAC 20-370-20. That date of offense was July 23rd, 2015. Date of conviction, August 12th, 2015. Marine police officer in the case was David Drummond. Also have a possession of uncold crabs, 32 in one bushel, cited under the same regulation, Chapter 4 VAC 20-370-20. Date of offense was June 18, 2015. Date of conviction was August 12, 2015. The Marine police officer in the case was David Drummond. And we also have possession of uncold crabs. And the date of offense was September 6, 2014. Date of conviction was October 8, 2015. Marine police officer David Drummond. Just quickly to show you the 2016 license and permits, they may not be complete, but that's what we have on hand as of the time of this printing. And you can see in 2015, there were certainly more. And also to look at previous convictions, the previous convictions, there are 14 altogether. 8 involve crab violations, and there's also some gillnet and some flounder and lack of a saltwater license involved in here. So this is the first page And it starts in 2013, and then it goes back to the bottom here to 1998. Again, most of these are CRAB violations, 8 out of 14. Under the guidelines for this particular new violation anyway, it's possession of greater than 20 undersized crabs per bushel or 70 per barrel. It's a resource violation. Two convictions within 24 months warrants a sanction of a two-year probation according to the guidelines.
Officer Drummond, let's take these chronologically. There was an offense date, September 6, 2014?
Yes, there was. This offense occurred on Saturday, September 6, 2014, approximately 12:30 hours in Accomack County. I was at the Ann's Cove dock located on Guilford Creek, where I inspected a commercial crabber known to me as Patrick Johnson. Mr. Johnson standing to my left. Mr. Johnson had returned from crab potting, and during this time he was the only person on board the boat. I called one U.S. standard bushel basket of Mr. Johnson's crabs and found 19 undersized crabs, male hard blue crabs measuring less than 5 inches from tip to tip of their longest spikes. Mr. Johnson, who was cooperative, said he was working alone and he did his best at measuring the crabs. Of course, Code Section 22708 states it's unlawful for any person to catch, take, or have in his possession more than 19 crabs of U.S. standard bushel, which measure less than 5 inches from tip to tip of their longest spikes. As far as the court, Mr. Johnson was found guilty in Accomack County General District Court on October 8, 2014, where he received a $150 fine and $121 court cost. The next offense was June 18, 2015. This offense occurred Thursday, June 18, 2015, approximately 11:10 hours in Accomack County. I was on a small boat patrol in Guilford Creek, where I inspected a commercial crabber known to me as Patrick Johnson. While speaking with Mr. Johnson, I noticed a U.S. standard bushel basket on his boat, which appeared to contain undersized crabs. I called the half-full bushel basket of crabs and found 32 undersized male hard blue crabs measuring less than 5 inches from tip to tip of their longest spike, so the bushel was only half full. Mr. Johnson said, as I started to measure them, he told me I didn't need to measure them because they were all undersized, and he was saving them for his wife. Regulation 4BC 2370-20, sections A, B, and C, pertains to the culling of crabs. This regulation states all crabs should be culled at the place of harvest. The catcher shall use culling containers other than bushel baskets or barrels normally used for crabs, and all undersized crabs shall immediately be returned to the water. On August 12, 2015, Mr. Johnson was found guilty in the Accomack County General District Court, where he received a $50 fine and a $25 court cost. The next offense was on July 23, 2015. This offense occurred on Thursday, July 23, 2015, at approximately 1440 hours in Accomack County. I arrived to the Gargantha Landing, where a small boat stacked with crab pots approached the boat ramp. He was coming out of the creek. Identified Patrick Johnson as the operator and motioned for him to come to me since it was past 1300 hours, which was the time limit for commercial crabbers. While speaking with Mr. Johnson, I noticed what appeared to be undersized crabs in one of his U.S. standard bushel baskets and in his culling container. I culled his bushel basket of crabs, which was approximately, again, only half full. In fact, there were 22 undersized male hard blue crabs, which measured less than 5 inches from tip to tip of their longest spikes. Mr. Johnson admitted to me that he was setting crab pots after the legal time limit, for which I gave him a verbal warning because I didn't see him actually set the pots, even though he said he was. Regulation 4BAC 20370-20, sections A, B, and C, pertains to the culling of crabs. The regulation, again, states all crabs should be culled at the place of harvest. Two culling containers other than bushel baskets, and all undersized crabs immediately returned to the water. On August 12, 2015, Mr. Johnson was found guilty in Accomack County General District Court, where he received a $150 fine and $121 court cost.
Any questions of Officer Drummond of these convictions? Mr. Taggart.
When he caught him on the bayside at Guilford, you're saying that you could look at the basket of crabs and see it. Right then and there, they had a bunch of undersized crabs.
After 18 years, you can pretty well, you look at them, you know what's undersized, what's not. You know if they're mixed, whether or not there's small ones in there. Kind of get an eye for it.
Okay. All right. I suspect so. Thank you.
Any other questions of Officer Thurman? Officer Reedy. Will you bring us up to date with the most current conviction for this offense?
This offense occurred Tuesday, August 4th, 2015, at approximately 1,225 hours in Accomack County. Myself and Officer Drummond were at Gargatha Boat Landing on Gargatha Creek, and I inspected a commercial crabber known to me as Patrick Johnson. Mr. Johnson had returned from crab potting along with another commercial crabber known as Leonard Cam, a.k.a. Mark Cam, and I believe it was Johnson's current girlfriend at the time. I pulled one U.S. standard bushel basket of Johnson's crabs and found 43 undersized male horned blue crabs measuring less than 5 inches from tip to tip with their longest spikes. Mr. Johnson was cooperative and understood why he was receiving the summons. Code section 28.2, tax 708, states it is unlawful for any person to catch, take, or have in his possession more than 10 hard crabs per United States bushel or 35 hard crabs per barrel, which measure less than 5 inches across the shell from tip to tip with the longest spikes, or to destroy them in any manner.
Did this matter go to court?
He did. The court date was October 14, 2015. Accomack County General District Court. Fine received was $250. Court cost $121.
There was a plea or a finding of guilty, do you recall?
I do not recall.
I'm sure it's in our paperwork here. In your absence? Any questions of Officer Reedy? Thank you very much. Mr. Johnson.
Through the 2015 tickets, I had my wife calling crabs. I hadn't called crabs in years. This is all I do. Before she worked with me, I had somebody else working with me. They worked behind me. Since then, you know, through the first two tickets, I told her, this is very serious. You know, I'm going to end up across the bay. We're going to lose everything we got. We've got two small children, 15-year-old, and she's not from here. She's from Delaware. She didn't get it together. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not, you know, she just ain't used to the water. She hadn't been around it since we were small children like we have. And since then, I've rearranged my boat. I call all the crabs. I've been called several times since then, and they run at 100%. If I could please have probation, I promise. If I mess up probation, you know, I deserve to lose my livelihood. But this really just got away from me and just kind of lackadaisical. I am sincerely apologetic.
How long have you been a waterman, Mr. Johnson?
About 25 years.
Questions from the commission. Mr. Miner.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Trust me, I understand. But are you aware that you have 14 prior convictions?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what they are? Are you familiar with your convictions?
The numerous crabbing and fishing. You know, it's a big spot there where I might not have gotten any. Like I say, I kind of always let somebody else run the part that you would get violations for mostly. And I'm 100% detailed in every detail of what happens now. It just got away from me a little bit.
Yeah. Mr. Zedra.
You got to help me understand here a little bit. You get a charge in September 6, 2014 for unculled crabs, which you've had before. You were aware of the charge, right?
Yes, sir.
You aware of your obligations under the law to cull the oysters, right?
Crabs, yes, sir.
Oh, crabs, excuse me. And then... Here's my question, and then so June 18th comes around, okay, 2015. What did the conviction on October 8, 2014 mean to you of possession of uncalled crabs when on June 18, 2015, you do the same thing?
The 14 conviction, I called them crabs. The June conviction, I'm not saying it's still my fault. I should still make sure they were right. But you kind of teach them, you know, as of June, we have been crabbing March, April, May, and part of June. You kind of teach somebody. And if the crabs ain't right, most of the time you'll get a call from the buyer that says, hey, man, somebody's not putting your crabs up right. And I hadn't really heard nothing like that to promote recalling the crabs when we got to the dock or anything like that. You know, I mean, I just kind of, the days kind of go by and you assume everything is right.
If I may.
Mr. Cedar,
you heard the officer testify. I think he said he was been working 18 years or thereabouts, and he says that he can eye the crab and tell whether it's too small or not. And you've been on the water for 25 years, right?
Yes, sir.
And you can't do the same thing?
We're talking a paper or a matchbook thickness is the difference between a violation and a non-violation.
All right, so on the 18th of June, that violation, you said, well, that wasn't your mate's fault.
Yes, sir.
So then we come to the next month, which is July 23rd, and you got the same charge. What are we to believe?
I'm telling the truth, you know, sir. To get rid of this mate, it probably caused divorce.
Well, what about August 4th, the next month? We're talking about 3 months in a row.
Yeah, I know, sir. I'm sincerely apologetic. It kind of got away from me. Since then, I crabbed the rest of August, September, October, November, and even last week. I've been called 5-6 times, and the crabs run at 100% because of all my crabs.
And here's the last question. What can you say to assure this board that this won't happen this summer?
This is my livelihood. This is what I got. And as you can see, I'm standing here serious as can be. I'm begging for mercy, begging for my forgiveness, begging for your mercy.
Thank you, sir.
Let me throw one point in for the record here. It's not just the frequency of the convictions. It is the extent of being over the tolerance level. I mean, we understand that you can be off a little bit and be technically in violation, so we give 10 crabs a bushel as the tolerance limit. Well, the first one of these convictions was almost twice the tolerance limit. Then it was tripled. Then it was twice. And we capped it all last summer here with 4 times over the tolerance limit. Quadruple. I mean, you're not close. Mr. Johnson, you're not even close.
No, that day that the last ticket, we had 5 baskets of over 5-inch crabs on the boat. 4 of those were 5.5 and up. 1 basket was the 5 to 5.5. So I know it still ain't right, but if they had kind of all been called together like a 5-inch Virginia crab, it might not have come up like that. I mean, that's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
Sir, I think you just testified previously that the very first summons was September 6, 2014.
Yes, sir.
And you were actually the one culling the crabs at that time.
Yes, sir.
And there was this violation. And then you trained your culler for the next violation, which was June 18th, the following year in 2015. So you had the violation in September, and you trained the person that was to take over culling, but you trained them possibly in the wrong culling method because you were convicted on October 8th?
After all this, she kind of broke down and said it was a little too much for her since then. You know, I didn't know it was a 2-ticket violation, you know, it kind of got away. And that's all I can say. Please just give me a chance for 2 years probation.
Well, let's dispel this 2 conviction in a year span. This is 4 convictions,
yes, sir,
for the same thing,
yes, sir,
in the span of 13 months.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're averaging a conviction every 3 months. I mean, that sure seems to be habitual to me, sir. Other questions from the commission?
One more question.
Mr. Tacker.
On the June the 18th, you mentioned, is it true that you said to Officer Drummond no need to measure these crabs because they're undersized. You were saving them for your wife? Did you really say that?
My wife was saving them for herself. And I was just trying to be cooperative with really what I was trying to do.
So you intentionally saved undersized crabs, is what you're saying?
I threw them in a basket for herself. I don't think she was going to throw any more in the basket, but yes, sir. And I knew she was doing it. It wasn't nothing to do.
Why would she throw any in the basket?
I don't know. I guess she didn't, you know. We were just struggling to get by, and the big crabs were hot. You know, were.
Do you or does she think that the size limits don't apply if they're for your own personal use?
No, sir. No.
Do you know why we have size limits?
Yes, sir.
Do you know why they're important?
Yes, sir.
You probably heard me say it a little bit earlier.
Yes, sir.
Little ones need to grow up to be parents.
Right.
Otherwise, we don't have any more little ones.
Right.
Any other questions for Mr. Johnson? Chief, what's the staff recommendation in this case?
The combined law enforcement fisheries management staff recommendation using the guidelines from the previous side indicate the commission's guidelines for sanctions specify the two convictions of possession of greater than 20 undersized crabs per bushel within a 24-month period should result in at least a two-year probation. In accordance with Section 28.2.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the Commission place Mr. Johnson on probation for a period of 2 years from the date of this Commission meeting, March 22, 2016, through March 21, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Johnson's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the two-year probation would result in Mr. Johnson appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Mr. Johnson, you've heard the staff recommendation.
I'm begging, sir. The numbers will be right. The flags will be marked right. The crabs will be 100%. I really need a chance. And my sincerest apology. Being over here really showed me how serious this is.
So you're asking for a second chance?
Begging.
I think by my count, that's for your 18th chance. Mr. Cedron.
You know, this is falls right within the regulation of habitual offender, so to speak. I mean, 1 month after the next month, after the next month, after the next month. I mean, how many flags do we want? I say I'm moved to revoke his license for a year, all his licenses, and put him on probation for a year after that.
That's a motion by Mr. Zedron for a revocation period for his licenses.
1 year.
What about his title fishing permit?
All of that in a standard package.
So not to put words in your mouth here, but your motion is for a year revocation period of all commission-issued licenses and a revocation of his title fishing privileges for a year followed by 1 year of probation.
Yes.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Is there discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Mr. Johnson, commission has just revoked your license. Unanimous vote for 1 year effective today. Your title fishing privileges are revoked as well. This is all your commission issued licenses. And once that year-long period is done, you'll be on probation for a year. Any violation at that point, we'll bring you back here and we'll do this again. You don't want that. We don't want to see you back here, and you really don't want to be back here. So that's been the commission's decision. If you go with the officer, with the chief, they'll get you some paperwork that'll explain your appeals right. You can appeal this to circuit court. That's your right.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mr. Johnson. Any other cases?